Have you bidded yet on the tiny audio to adjust your DNA? Yesterday's article in the idea of letting people bid on the DNA adjusting tiny audio has been very interesting. I don't know what I was expecting. People bidded? Bade? Very consistently with how much value they lay on a life that they can love and live powerfully. Isn't the life you love invaluable? Maybe. But if you have to pay for IT, suddenly there are questions. Can I use it? Will I use it? Do I really want it? Would I really enjoy it? Do I have to give up too much for it? This question is the most intriguing of all. Why? Most people have faux/fake everything. Like the natives in the Amazon area, people accept shiny but valueless trinkets for the treasure their life offers. Crows steal shiny objects that are totally useless for them. But they want to have it. Same for monkeys. And same for most humans. Seeing value is a higher vibration DNA capacity. Most people's vibration is too low to value anything at higher value than junk. Diddling junk. Diddling seems to be very important to low vibration humans. Magical, mystical, weird, supernatural, fame, fortune, sex, fashion, winning, competition, brilliance, power, anything bombastic, near-death experience, supermen, superfoods, etc. etc. Extremes. Wrong and right. Good and bad. Evil and saintly. Live, living, work, accomplishment, skills, growing? Nah, not interesting enough. One could say that to become that 1000 type person requires you to give up much for. But the truth is that people who have themselves as cause, who cause themselves and their lives, who have permission to be, who don't expect the world to give them anything, don't give up anything. The chunk, the titillation suddenly have no attraction to them, or if any, less and less attraction. But, of course, the concern is that you have to give up much of what you have, and what will you have then? The stronger value what you have has in your eyes, the harder it is to decide on this journey. And bid on the 14 seconds long audio. What I didn't say in yesterday's article is this. Source cannot do anything for you. It can activate and deactivate genes according to the instructions, but what you do with that new constellation is entirely up to you. If you caused co-creation your genes to be according to the DNA adjustment, then you'll know what to do, you'll see what you'll see. If you didn't cause your DNA adjustment, then you won't even recognize what you'll see. It will look like it's the same old, same old. So how do you cause your DNA adjustment? I am glad you asked. Smile that is a wink emoji. I know you didn't, haven't asked. Humans cause with declaration. With their words. It is a unique human capacity, speaking and causing with your words. I know you think you are already causing something like you force pooping. You tighten yourself up, hold your breath, and imagine yourself pushing. That is not how humans cause with their words. Humans cause a new world to show up for them with their words. More often than not, it is in the form of a context. Then occasionally it is in the form of a possibility. A promise. Interestingly, Donald Trump with his Making America Great Again did all the right moves for the very low vibration people to follow him. Why do I think they are? They were low vibration. Anyone who can't hear fixing, and the underlying blame and wrong in that slogan, is low vibration. Why? Because there is never anything wrong in reality, and the further you are from reality the lower your vibration is. Sorry to break your bubble. High vibration isn't some saintly, otherworldly, magical place. It is where you interact with reality accurately, because you see it astutely. That is not what you expected. At 200 vibration you see and interact astutely 1% of the time. You may see it more often, but your interactions come from unreality still. At 300, I am looking at Alex Hormozy. He interacts accurately and astutely with reality 50% of the time. Even though he sees about 90% accurately. I interact with reality accurately 70% of the time, and I see it accurately also 90% of the time. An interesting case is Robert Greene, an author. He sees reality accurately 70% of the time, but his actions are accurate only 10% of the time, resulting in inauthenticity. All my clients are on the level of 1% or below in acting accurately with reality. Some see way more of reality, but their level of accuracy in acting lags behind. Mine too. The most important element is what you see. It creates the gap that you want to bridge. This bridge is real. It takes skills to bridge it. Real skills. Every human has another gap as well, the gap between their actual self, their real self, and their imaginary self, the precious I. To see the gap, One needs to be able to look in reality. Most people don't. They may have a nagging feeling that somehow they are off. But they never face the tiger. That they are the way they are, act the way they act, speak the way they speak. That is quite painful, I hear. That was quite painful, I remember. I have gone through tens of facing the tiger. While I learned, slowly, to look in reality. And with every painful confrontation, I became more accurate, more effective, and happier. Happiness is not possible in unreality. Fulfillment is not possible in unreality. Purpose-driven life, a meaningful life is not possible in unreality. The DNA adjustment can help you to own who you are, help you grow, help you keep on causing yourself and your actions, climb the evolutionary ladder, as high as you are willing to go. But not if you don't start mastering word. Just like a pupa in the cocoon won't suddenly become a butterfly if you cut the cocoon open, you won't grow and climb if anything or anyone cuts your cocoon open. There is only one rule Source knows and obeys when it comes to humans. The sanctity of free will. Meaning it won't do anything for you unless you also do it for yourself. Co-creating what you intend. In reality. Let's talk a little bit about the placebo effect. Why? Because it is the sign of the human free will. The power humans don't want to own. The placebo effect is defined as a phenomenon in which some people experience a benefit after the administration of an inactive inquat, look-alike inquat, substance or treatment. This substance, or placebo, has no known medical effect. Human culture disowns its power, and delegates it to chemicals, and forces of nature, other people, events, etc. The opposite of the original design. This culture turns the 8 billion into sheep, and the 1,000 powerful. Sheep feels they have nothing to say about how things go. Except sometimes. In experiments when all the participants are told that they get the cure of whatever ails them, many placebo-taking participants do better than those who get some chemical in their pills. To me that proves that the power is hidden and unconscious, or dead in some people. If people were told they are getting placebo, they would immediately drop their results. It is antithetic to humans, on the current evolutionary level, to consider themselves powerful. And if you don't consider yourself, the power remains hidden and unconscious. A number of days ago I asked people to vote which format they find delivers the most content. An article. A course slash workshop. Or a podcast. I got many people voting. Only one guessed the podcasts. Probably because they are inexpensive. My podcast sessions are full-fledged one-on-one coaching sessions, that I intend for the listener, not just the person on the call to fully be able to use and enjoy. I endeavor to take that one person from where they are to where they can be empowered, inspired and maybe even celebrate. It is both private and public. The workshop recordings are similar in that I always coach one person, but intend the other participants to also benefit. Workshops, because of the multiple participants can be confusing, and therefore less valuable. Because of that confusion. How about my articles? Well, they are articles. I just finished a podcast, The Sunday Rant. I kept the name, even though the calls are not on Sundays and the calls are not rants. Had the client, Miko, paid for the call, it would have cost him $500. At today's prices. Miko has been a client for almost 10 years, and this was the first time I managed to take him all the way to an inspiring outlook, the view of a future that is wonderful, his word not mine. Most people are difficult to move. The methodology that slowly evolves into more powerful than it was the day before, is helping more and more people to move into inspiration. If you want to listen to today's call, you can. Only if you subscribe. Of course you can cancel any time. Get the Sunday calls at 7% of their value. Go to https://yourvibe.me/sundaycalls.